ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹா. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். மிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் கிளகாண்டம். We were seeing in the last class the arguments of Bhartrupapancha, who was a Veda Vedavadi or Dvaita Advaitavadi close to Visishtadvaita, and how Acharya was refuting them. And the first argument against it was Dvaita Advaitatmakam Vastu Savikaram Bhavati Avastha Vedatvad. Due to differences in the avasthas, there will be changes, vikaram. And the second point Shankaracharya gave was, whatever is Dvaita Advaitatmakam, it is Savayavam, endowed with avayavas or parts, limbs and all that. And the third important point Acharya derives from these two is yathu savikaram yathu savayavam tathu anityam. As tree, for example, is savikaram, savayavam, and it is anityam. And if you extend this, Shankaracharya says, if Brahman is dvaita advaitatmakam, then that Brahman will be savikaram, savayavam, and anityam. For this, Bhartrupapancha says, let Brahman be Savikaram, Savikaram and also Savayavam with many parts, and let it be subject to change also. He says, when the Upanishad says Purana Madaha, what does it mean? That Karanam Brahma, Advaitam Brahma is Puranam, and Purnamidam refers to the Karyam Brahma, the Dvaitam Brahman. So even before Srishti, Brahman was Puranam as Advaitam Brahman, and the very same Brahman is now Idam Puranam in the form of Dvaidatmakam. What is wrong in accepting that? That is his question. So let it be Savayavam, let it be Savikaram. What is wrong? Bhartrupapancha asks this question. For which Shankaracharya says, if you accept Brahman is Savayavam, Savikaram, then there will be two doshas. We saw all of them last class, but I'm only refreshing. First will be, it will be Shruti Viruddham, against Vedic teachings, because Shruti says that Brahman is Nirvikaram, has no Karana, Karya, Avastas. Similarly, Brahman does not have parts also, because it is Nishkalam Brahman. Nirgunam, Nishkalam, Nityam, Nirakaram, Niranjanam. And Hiranmaye Pare Koshe, Virajam, Brahma Nishkalam, all that we have seen. So, Dvaita Advaitatmakam Brahma is Savayava Savikaram Brahma, and Savayava Savikaram Brahma is Shruti Viruddham. And therefore, it is not acceptable. Then, what is the second dosha? It is Anirmoksha Prasangaha. Reaching that Brahman cannot give moksha. Why? Because the poor jiva, the individual now, savayava savikara anitya jiva. So this savayava savikara anitya jiva, after having done all these sadhanas, goes to Brahman and finds Brahman also is savayava savikara anityam Brahma. Therefore, I have not improved my lot at all. I have all problems now with my limbs. Even Brahman will also have all the problems and has to go to another big Brahman doctor. So wherever avayavams are there, there will be problems of old age, disease, death, all will be there. So reaching out to such a Brahman is of no use. In fact, it is even worse, because as a small individual, I have small problems. And by becoming big Brahman with big limbs and all, I'll have bigger problems. Therefore, it is from small samsara to mahat samsara, maha samsara. So Shankaracharya's argument is, what does the Bhartrupapancha say for this? He says, okay, If I talk about Dvaita Advaita Atmakam Brahma, you say I have two doshas. I agree. I have no reply also for that. I am cornered. I don't have a defense. But what I will do, I will now try some offense on you. So Bharata Prapancha says, you cannot blame my matam because in your Advaita matam also, I have pointed out two doshas. So each of us have two doshas, so we are even. So at least you cannot criticize me. So two philosophers have got two similar doshas and you don't have any right to criticize me. Yatro vayo samo doshaha parihasascha tat samaha naika pariyaryoktavyaham tatragartha vicharane. That is the nyaya. Therefore, you have got also two doshas, argument of Bharatprapancha. You have also the Sital Shankaracharya. First dosha is what? If you accept Advaitam, Karmakanda becomes invalid or falsified because Karmakanda teaches Dvaitam. Karma means clean Dvaitam. Many things are required to do karma. You need an ajamana, you need priests, you need materials. Therefore, Karmakanda teaches Dvaitam and you dismiss that. He tells Acharya. Second dosha is Pratyakshadi Pramanas reveal Dvaitam only. When you reject Dvaitam, the Pratyakshadi Pramanas gets falsified also. Hence, I have two doshas, I agree. But what? You also have two doshas, so we both are in the same boat. This is Bhartriprapancha's argument. Parvish Shankaracharya says, it is a very important answer. These are all actually subtler points for Advaitic teaching. If these are clearly understood, or one... people, if they are able to understand these things because of so many reasons, then you know we cannot help it if they don't understand. But Acharya says, Karmakanda never teaches Dvaitam, nor Karmakanda can teach Dvaitam also. Why? The reason is, if you say that Karmakanda teaches Dvaitam, it will mean has not studied Karmakanda will not know Dvaitam. All Avaidika Purushas must be Advaitins, Avaidikas. Why don't you study Veda? When there's no need to study Vedas at all. They have not studied Karmakanda, so they will not know Dvaitam. And if they do not know Dvaitam, they must be what? They should be Advaitins. All Americans, Chinese, Europeans, all these people should be Advaitins. So wherever there is no Karmakanda, they all will be Advaitins. After reading Karmakanda alone, they will come to know of Dvaitam. So Shankaracharya says, everybody is born Dvaitin. Nobody needs to come to Karmakanda for learning Dvaitam. Karmakanda does not teach Dvaitam because it need not be taught because everyone is born Dvaitin only. Then can you say Karmakanda teaches the reality of Dvaitam? Acharya says, Karmakanda does not teach the reality of Dvaitam also. Karmakanda neither teaches Dvaitam nor does it teach the reality of Dvaitam, Dvaita Satyatvam. Why? The same argument is given here. Suppose we say that Karmakanda teaches Dvaita Satyatvam, reality of Dvaitam, then what will be the problem? Whoever has not studied Karmakanda will not know the reality of Dvaitam. So they will think that Dvaitam is unreal. So everyone would think that Dvaitam is unreal, and after reading Karmakanda, one will come to know that Dvaitam is not unreal. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, everybody is born Dvaitin and everybody is Dvaita Satyatva Vadi only. So even without reading Vedas, everyone is a Dvaitin only. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Veda neither teaches Dvaitam nor does Veda teach Dvaita Satyatva. Why? Because everybody is born Dvaitin and Dvaita Satyatva Vadis. Then Veda is meant for what then? To teach something which is not known. Veda is meant to teach Dvaita Mithyatvam, which is true. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. To use the technical Mimamsa language, that alone is Apurva Vastu. Upakrama Upasamharau Abhyasaha Apurvatha Phalam. We already saw this. So Upakrama Upasamharau Abhyasaha Apurvatha Phalam Arthavatotpatti cha lingam tatparya nirnayet. So Dvaitam is not apurvam and so need not be taught. Advaitam is apurvam and Veda has to teach this. This is point number one. Therefore, Veda never teaches Advaitam, Advaitam or Dvaita Satyatvam. It is meant to teach only Dvaita Mithyatvam. Now, the second point is, even though Veda wants to teach Dvaita Mithyatvam, it finds most people are not ready to swallow this startling teaching, this shocking revelation. These people cannot easily assimilate the teaching. Some take Advaitam when attending the classes, but outside they take to Dvaitam only. Therefore, Veda wants to prepare a person for the teaching, and for that preparation, Veda makes use of the already obtaining Dvaitam. Not that it wants to accept its reality of Dvaitam, but it only makes use of the apparent Dvaitam for some more time. This is called Anuvadaha. Anuvadaha, these terms are also familiar to us. We have already introduced it in the last class or previously. Anuvada means the temporary acceptance of Dvaitam, which people already accept. It is not a new teaching. What is the difference between teaching and Anuvada? Anuvada, I mean, teaching is to impart the knowledge of what one does not know. Anuvada is temporary acceptance of Dvaita, which people already accept. And even during the temporary acceptance, Veda never says it is reality. Veda never says, Yajamana Satyam, do karma being an Yajamana. It has not said that karma is Satyam also. And this person doing karma kanda assumes Dvaitam as Satyam. When performing karma, Veda does not point out that it is wrong. Let him assume duality is real. And I don't want to shake the misconception. Accepting Dvaitam, let me teach something else that is new. That's what Veda thinks. And what is the new teaching of Karmakanda? Dvaitam or Dvaita Satyatvam is not the teaching of Karmakanda. On the other hand, the subject matter of Karmakanda is Dharma. What is proper, what is improper, which a person cannot know without studying Karmakanda. And Avaidika Purushaka. Purushaha, he knows Dvaitam and he takes Dvaita Satyatvam, but he cannot know what is Dharma and Adharma because Vedokilo Dharma Moolam. Therefore, Karmakanda does not get falsified. Advaitin accepts Karmakanda for learning Dharma. We are not contradicting Karmakanda at all because Karmakanda has never talked about Dvaita Satyatvam. And we also do not talk about Dvaita Satyatvam. Where is the contradiction of between the two? Therefore, Karmakanda Apramanya Dosha is not there. Everyone should use Karmakanda, learn Dharma Dharma, get qualification, come to Jnanakanda, falsify Dvaitam and be liberated. Finally, once a person has gone through Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, and attained knowledge, for that wise person, both Karmakanda and Jnanakanda become irrelevant or invalid. Because Karmakanda is relevant for a Karta, and Jnanakanda is relevant for a Jnata or Pramata. So once a person becomes wise, that person is neither a Karta nor Pramata. Na Shastra, na Shastram, na Shishyo, na Shiksha. Na chattvam, na chaham, na chayam prapanchaha. Sorupava bodhom vikalpa sahishnuhu. Tadeko vasishtaha shivakevaloham. They are all pramana for ajnani. In first stage, Karmakanda is pramanam. For what? Not for revealing dvaitam or dvaita satyatvam, but Karmakanda is pramanam for dharma jnanam. Then come to Jnanakanda, which is pramanam for Advaitam. So Dvaita Satyatva Nivrittihi. And thereafterwards, he does not require the entire Veda. Tatra Vedaha Avedaha Bhavanti. We have seen this. Therefore, Karmakanda Apramanya Dosha is not there also. So the first dosha is answered, and the second dosha is Pratyakshadi Apramanya Doshaha is the second dosha. Pratyaksha, etc., they are also qualified. For that also we have an answer. Pratyaksham reveals what? Dvaitam. Nobody questions that. Advaitin also accepts that. But what we say is, Pratyaksha does not say Dvaitam is Satyam or Mithya. Pratyaksham is Pramana to reveal Dvaitam. but not to say real or unreal. Like, for example, the eyes. I see the star as a small star. But whether the smallness is real or unreal, for that you need science. Science has to come and clear this fact. Smallness is only a misconception because every star is many more times bigger than the sun and the earth. Similarly, flat earth is pratyaksham. Since science has to tell us that it is, that experience is not real. Similarly, sunrise is pratyaksham, and science has to tell sun neither rises or sets. Thus, pratyaksha reveals dvaitam, and it is empirically okay. But it never says dvaitam is satyam. It is our false conclusion. And Vedanta does not negate pratyaksham, but negates our false conclusions of dvaita satyatvam. Vedanta does not question anything. Vedantins do not question the pratyakshadi pramanas. Vedanta negates our false conclusions that this dvaitam is the ultimate reality. Therefore, pratyakshadi apramanya dosha also does not come, and therefore this advaitam brahma alone is correct. Dvaitam advaitatmakam brahman is not acceptable to us, which was Bhartriprapanja's argument. And this is the conclusion. So with this, the Purnamada mantra is over. Now we will go to the text proper of this particular khand. Om kam brahma kam puranam vayuram kam itiha hasma aham kauravyayani putraham vedoyam brahmana viduho vedainenam yadveditavyam iti prathamam brahmanam. Actually, this is, as I told, each Brahman will be one or two slokas only. As we said, these two chapters, they deal with the upasanas meant for students, Manda Madhyama Adhikaris. For Uttama Adhikari, Nirguna Brahman was taught in the previous chapters. Actually, that is the difference between Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka. In Chandogya Upanishad, the first five chapters deal with upasanas, and the last three chapters deal with Nirguna Brahman. Whereas Chandogya Upanishad starts from Saguna Brahman and then ends in Nirguna Brahman. Whereas Brihadaranyaka, Nirguna Brahman is dealt with in the beginning, four chapters, and Saguna Brahman is dealt with in the last two chapters. And this fifth chapter contains 15 Brahmanams, and all are small Brahmanams consisting of one or two or three slokas maybe, dealing with different types of upasanas in some places, and some values are also given. And the efficacy of upasana is directly proportional to the character of a person. This is very important to remember while assessing the character of the person. That is why in Indian systems, many of the things, whether it is Ayurveda, astrology, a doctor or astrologer has to be an upasaka also, conventionally, in the traditional schools. And the efficacy of the medicine depends upon the upasana. And the efficacy of the upasana depends upon the character of the person. Therefore, as per Indian tradition, success in any field requires character also. In an Ayurveda college, they have part of the teachings on upasana. Actually, Swamiji makes a jocular remark. In allopathy medicines, the medicines are all called teramycin, erythromycin. All these mycins are mycin. Problem has come. Anyway, in the fifth chapter, along with upasanas, certain values are also given, indicating that a dharmika purusham can use upasana positively. Now, that does not mean to do upasana, you need the character, and for jnanam, there is no need for character. One should not think like that. Vedanta requires chitta naishchalyam, chitta ekagrata, which requires upasana. Therefore, there also upasana requires character. And therefore, character is a common plank on which Karma Yoga, Upasana, and Vedanta, they all rest. Why? It is not my view. It is clearly stated in Katopanishad. We have already seen. Na virato duscharitat, na shanto na samahitaha, na shanta manaso vapim prajnane nainam apniyat. Yastu avijnanavan bhavati, a manaskaha sada ashuchihi nasa tatpadam apnoti samsaram cha adigachati. ఫార్ హూమ్ ఇంప్యూర్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఇంప్యూర్ మైండ్ ఇంప్యూర్ ఇంద్రియాస్ సహాం తత్పదం న ఆప్నోతి నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ సంసారం చ అధిగచ్చతి దట్ ఈస్ వన్ హూ హాస్ నాట్ టర్న్డ్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ బ్యాడ్ కాంటాక్ట్ హూ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ నాట్ సబ్డ్యూడ్ whose mind is not purified, pacified, can never obtain this Atma by knowledge. In Vedanta, character is mentioned as sadhana chaturtaya sampatti. In the Upasana Kanda, some of the values are specifically mentioned later. This is the background for this Brahmanam. So the first Brahmanam here begins with the teaching with Om Kam Brahma. Therefore, this Brahmanam is called Om Kam Brahma Brahmana. And this Brahmanam contains only one mantra. And what is the essence of the Upasana here? Here, the Upanishad teaches Omkara Upasana. Here, that is what is being taught. So, Omkara is presented as a symbol. Symbol means as an alambanam or pratikam for both Nirgunam Brahma as well as Sagunam Brahman. ఏతత్ ఆలంబనం శ్రేష్టం ఏతత్ ఆలంబనం పరం తద్ ఆలంబనం జ్ఞాత్వా బ్రహ్మలోకే మహీయతే. సో ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ఓంకార ఇస్ వాట్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ రిప్రజెంట్ బోత్ నిర్గుణం అండ్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మ. ఓం కం బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ ఎ కొటేషన్ ఆఫ్ అ మంత్ర యాక్చువల్లీ. అండ్ ది రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పోర్షన్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ పోర్షన్ బ్రాహ్మణ పోర్షన్ దట్ ఈస్ అ కమెంటరీ ఆన్ ది మంత్ర. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad comes under Brahmana Upanishad. I mentioned it in the introduction itself. Whereas Isavasya is Mantra Upanishad. Even though both of them belong to the same Veda. So Brahmana Upanishad is considered to be a commentary upon Mantra Upanishad. Both belong to Yajurveda only. For example, Mundaka Upanishad is a Mantra Upanishad of Atharvana Veda. And Prashna Upanishad is Brahmana Upanishad of the Atharvana Veda. Therefore, Prashna Upanishad is taken as a commentary upon Mundaka. And Brihadaranyaka is based on Isavasya Vyakhyana. So it is convention in this tradition. So here, Om Kam Brahma is Mantra Bhaga. Then Kam, Puranam, Vayu, etc. are Brahmana Bhagas of this same mantra. And what do they say now? Om Kam Brahma iti Upasita. Kam means Akasha, space. So Brahma refers to Brahman. So Kam Brahman means Akasha Rupam Brahman. And what is that? Om. Omkara is Akasha Rupam Brahman iti Upasita. So may you meditate upon the Omkara symbol, taking it as Akasha Rupam. So Brahma or space like Brahman. This is the mantra part. The Brahmana part, Bhaga, that elaborates what is Akasha Rupam Brahma. And this commentary is given by which Rishi? The Rishi's name is Kaura Vyayani. Kavira Vyayani's Putraha. Kaura Vyayani's son. Kasma Aha. His son revealed the fact that is Akasha Rupam Brahma. He says there are two types of Akashas. One is called Chidakasha. The Akasha, which is space-like consciousness, Chidambaram. And therefore, is Nirguna Akasha. Therefore, it is Nirupadika Akasha, Chidakasha, Nirguna Akasha. That is one Akasha. So, Om Chidakasham Brahma iti Upasita. May you look upon Omkara as Nirguna Chaitanyam Brahma. That is said in Mandukya also, where the Turiya Pada was said, అమాత్రాస్ చతుర్థహం అవ్యవహార్యహం ప్రపంచోపశమహం శాంతహం శివహం అద్వైతః ఏవం ఓంకార ఆత్మైవ సంవిశతి ఆత్మనాత్మానం యఏవం వేద. వి సాది శ్లోక. దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ ఆకాశ. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ ఆకాశ ఈస్ పాపులర్ వన్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ భూత ఆకాశ, విచ్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ స్పేస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ సగుణం బ్రహ్మన్. So the whole creation is Brahman with only Nama Rupas. Everything is Sagunam Brahma, Sopadikam Brahma. For example, the rivers, the mountains, the computer, the stars, everything is all Sopadikam Brahma. Thus, Omkara is equal to Chidakasha Rupam Brahman. That is number one. And the second meaning is Bhutatmakam, Bhutakasham Brahma. That is the element. ஆர் ஓங்காரா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு நிருபாதிகம் பிரம்ம அண்ட் சோபாதிகம் பிரம்மம், ஓங்காரா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு நிர்குணம் பிரம்மம் அண்ட் சகுணம் பிரம்மம். ஸோ ஓங்காரா கேன் பி லுக்ட் அட் இன் போத் வேஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த எசன்ஸ். நவ் த பிராமண பாகா ஆஃப் த மந்த்ராஸ் இஸ் கம் புராணம். ஹியர் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் புராணம் மீன்ஸ் இட்டர்னல். புராணம் கம் இட்டர்னல் ஸ்பேஸ். ஆக்சுவலி வித்தவுட் சங்கராச்சாரியாஸ் பாஷ்யம் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ தி சம் கமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ் ஹூ எலாபரேட்டட் லேட்டஸ்ட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு ஃபாலோ பகதாரண்யகா. சங்கராச்சாரிய பாஷ்யம் இட்ஸெல்ஃப் இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட் அண்ட் இட் ஹாஸ் பி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் பை சோ மெனி அதர் ஆச்சாரியாஸ் லேட்டர். ஸோ ஆச்சாரிய ஆஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன், இட்டர்னல் ஸ்பேஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இஸ் இட் பூதாகாஷா ஆர் சிதாகாஷா? வி நோ பூதாகாஷா இஸ் நாட் இட்டர்னல் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் அன் எலிமெண்ட் அண்ட் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி பஞ்சபூதாஸ் தஸ்மாத் வாயே தஸ்மாத் ஆத்மன ஆகாஷ சம்பூதா. ஸோ ஆகாஷா கேம், இட் ஹாஸ் பர்த் ஆர் ஆரிஜினேஷன் அண்ட் இட் ஹஸ் காட் டெத் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ ஜாத்தஸ்ய ஹீம் த்ருவோ மிருத்யுஹோ. தெர்ஃபோர் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் புராணம் கம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு சிதாகாஷ, தட் இஸ் தி ஃபஸ்ட் ஆகாஷ. அண்ட் த செகண்ட் ஆகாஷ இஸ் வாயுரம் கம் விச் இஸ் த பூதாகாஷ. வாயுரம் மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் ஹாஸ் காட் வாயு இன் இட், விண்ட் வாயு, ஏர் Ra refers to has. So Vayura means Vayuna Saha Vartate Iti Vayuram. That in which there is wind or there is air, which is Bhutakasha. Actually, as Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Etakasha Stito Nityam Vayu Sarvatra Gomahanam Tata Sarvani Bhutani Mastani Tupadharaya. So the final meaning of Vayuram Kam is Bhutakasha. So with this commentary, we have to go back to the mantra now. Om Kam Brahma has two meanings. One is Om Chidakasham Brahma and two Om Bhutakasham Brahma. Or Om Nirgunam Brahma, Om Sagunam Brahma. Om Nirupadikam Brahma, Om Sopadikam Brahma. So Omkara is a symbol for Om. Iti Kaura Vyayani Uttara. And thereafterwards, the next portion is the glorification of Omkara, Omkara Stutihi. Why Omkara is glorified? Then only everybody will follow Omkara Stuti. Omkara Upasane Abhiruchi Utpadanartham Stutihi. To create interest in Omkara Upasana, Omkara is glorified. Simple marketing or advertisement, whatever. There is another place Omkara Upasana is given glorification also. We have seen that in Sikshavalli Taittiriya Upanishad. ஓமிதி பிரம்மம் ஓமிதி தகும் சர்வம் ஓமித்யேததனுக்ருதிஹஸ்மவா அப்யோஸ்ராவயேத்யாஸ்ராவயந்தி ஓமிதி சாமானி காயந்தி ஓகும் ஷோமிதி சஸ்திராணி சகும்சந்தி ஓமித்யத்வர்யு ப்ரதிகரம் ப்ரதிக்ருணாதி ஓமிதி பிரம்மா ப்ரசௌதி. ஸோ இன்ஃபேக்ட் உபாசனா இஸ் சிமிலர். But the even though the upasana is small, the stuti is very big. Glorification is so much because it is pranava. And how does he glorify? He says, I am Omkaraha Vedaha. This Omkara, I am Omkara, this I am Omkaraha, this Omkara is equal to the whole Veda. It is not an ordinary mantra actually, Omkara. It is not one of the words. It is the word in which the whole Veda is packed in a capsule form. It is like a microchip or nanochip, whatever we can call, something in which everything is packed. Iti, iti we have to add here, iti. So, Brahmana Viduho. Brahmana means the rishis, the sages. So, all the rishis declare that Omkara is Veda itself. Why? Reason is also given. Veda yenena yathu veditavyam. Yenena Omkarena yathu veditavyam tat Veda. Through this Omkara, whatever you want to know, you can know. Whatever you want to know in the creation, there can be only two things. Everyone in the world desires to know only two things. There is no third things. One is Sagunam Brahma, another is Nirgunam Brahma. Any topics in the world comes under Sagunam Brahma. Physics, chemistry, mathematics, economics, dance, music, painting, engineering, medicine, politics. All come under. So name anything. All are nothing but Brahman with Nama Rupa. And in the Upanishad, we are learning, you know, Brahman with Nama Rupa. In Mundaka Upanishad, we saw Dve Vidye, Veditavye, Itihasmam, Yad Brahma Vido Vadanti, Parachaiva, Aparachaiva. Only those two things are there. Parachaiva, Aparachaiva. Therefore, the glory of Omkara is through Omkara, one can know both Sagunam and Nirgunam Brahma. So if you remember Mandukya Upanishad, we can understand this mantra very clearly. Through the very first three matras, Sagunam Brahma, and through the fourth, Nirgunam Brahma, were revealed there. So both Sagunam in Mandukya. So both Sagunam and Nirgunam we can understand. So through the entire Veda, we learn only two things. The Veda Purva Bhaga deals with Sagunam Brahma, and Vedanta deals with Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore, Veda deals with Brahma Dvayam. Omkara deals with Brahma Dvayam. That is Sagunam and Nirgunam Brahma. Hence, Veda is equal to Brahma. This Dvayam does not mean Dvaitam. Veda is Dvaitam. Brahma Dvayam means Sagunam and Nirgunam aspects of Brahma. One is Satyam, another is Mithya. Doesn't enjoy the same order of reality. Therefore, Veda teaches two Brahmans, Omkara reveals two Brahman, and so Veda is equal to Omkara. Therefore, Yenena Omkarena Yatu Veditavyam Tat Sarvam Veda Tasmat Omkaraha Eva Vedaha Vedaha Eva Omkaraha. This is one logic given. We know another logic also, which we learnt in, again, Taittiriya Upanishad. Yas chanda samrishabho vishwarupaha chando bhyo dhyamrita atsam babuva. There we saw that by churning the entire Veda, Brahmaji has taken the butter of Omkara out of that. Therefore, Omkara is the churned essence of the entire Vedas. So Veda is the essence of Omkara, and Omkara diluted is Vedas. Or Omkara expanded is Vedas, and Veda contracted is the quintessence of Vedas, is Pranava. So here, the different logic is given here. Either way, Omkara is as great as Veda. Therefore, may you choose Omkara Alambanam, symbol, pratikam, for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma Upasanas. So the Upanishad does not give the palam, but we have to understand the palam that we know all the time. Palam is what? Yata yata upaste tata evam tadeva bhavati. So if one takes Omkara as Nirgunam Brahman, one attains Nirgunam Brahma. And if one takes Omkara as Sagunam Brahman, the palam also will be Saguna palam. It is also mentioned in Katha Upanishad, that also we have seen that. Yetat alambanam sreshtam, yetat alambanam param, yetat alambanam yatvam, yo yadichati yadichati tasyatate. Whatever one wants, tadichati yadichati, whatever one wants, one gains. If you want Nirgunam, you will get Nirgunam. And if you want Sagunam, one will get Sagunam. This is the first Brahmanam. Now let us go to the second Brahmanam. Second Brahmanam is called Prajapatya Brahmanam. Traya Prajapatyaha Prajapato Pitari Brahmacharya Mushuho Deva Manushya Asuraha Ushitva Brahmacharyam Deva Vuchuho Bravituno Bhavaniti Tebhyo Haitate Aksharamu Vacha Da Itim Pegnyasishta Itim Pegnyasishmeti Pochuhum Damyatetim Na Atetim Omitiho Vacha Pegnyasishtetim. This Brahmanam tells a story, and through the story, three values are talked about. And these values give necessary character for the upasaka. Because we said upasana minus character is as good as no upasana. So three values are given which should accompany all upasanas. The previous kam Brahma upasana and all the following upasanas, the values are very important. The story is what? An incident taking place between Prajapati or Brahmaji, he is as a guru, and the Devas, the Asuras, and Manushyas, all of them are disciples of Brahmaji. Therefore, this Brahmanam is called Prajapatya Brahmanam, as the teacher happens to be Prajapati Brahma. And what are the three values emphasized here? They are Damaha, Daya, and Danam. Damaha means sense control. And Daya means compassion. And Danam means charity. Sharing tendency or generosity. Since Prajapati taught this, these three are considered to be basic values to be followed by all. And even Lord Krishna borrows these three values alone as the basic values. In chapter 16, he says, Trividham narakasyedham dvaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodhastata lobaha tasmadeta trayam tyajet. Threefold renunciations, kama, kamatyaga, krodhatyaga, and lobatyaga. So kamatyaga means what? Damaha. So renunciation of desire is the sense control. Krodhatyaga refers to daya. Renunciation of anger is compassion. And lobatyaga means dhanam. Renunciation of miserliness is nothing but dhanam. So here Brahmaji puts, it's in a positive language. It is following dhamma, daya, and dhanam. This is pravritti rupam. Whereas Krishna puts it in nivritti rupam in the Gita. Prajapati asks a person to leave kama, krodha, and lobha. Whereas the Gita shloka says, lust, hunger, and greed are the three gates to hell, leading to the downfall or to bondage of a jiva. The only difference is what? In the 16th chapter, three values are given to avoid narakam. But here these values are given as a means to gain higher lokas, including moksha. So this teaching is given in the form of a dialogue between Prajapati or Brahmaji, and the three beings are Devas, Asuras, and Manushyas. And all the three are called here Prajapatyaha, because they are born of Prajapati ultimately. So Brahma Devanam Pratamas Sambhubhuvam Vishwasya Kartam Bhuvanasya Gopta. So all of them are ultimately born out of Prajapati only, Brahmaji only. So we will see the story part first and then the value part later. So Trayaha Prajapatyaha, the three groups of children. So the Prajapati Putraha, namely Devas, Manushyas, and Asuras, Prajapatav, Pitari, Brahmacharyam, Ushuho. They led a Brahmacharya life. Shankaracharya says, Brahmacharyam or celibacy is the primary value followed by every student in Gurukula. Student has many disciplines, and the most important discipline is Brahmacharya. Therefore, by extension, the word Brahmacharyam indicates Gurukula Vasa, where Pitari, Prajapatav, in the Gurukulam of the father Brahma. Brahmaji was not only father, but also their guru. As in Bhrigavalli, in Taittiriya Upanishad, Bhrigurvaiva Runihim Varunam Pitaramupasasara, same here also. And what did they do? Ushitva Brahmacharyam Deva Uchuho. After leading such a disciplined Brahmacharya life, Devas approached Brahmaji. From this we come to know another tradition also. After going to the teacher, the student cannot ask for the teaching immediately. And the guru also will not give the teaching immediately. And what should they do? They should live with the teacher for a length of time. In Chandogya, we saw towards the end, we saw how Indra and Virochana went to the teacher. And each time they had to live with him for a long time, serving 32 or 36 years. There afterwards only they were taught. It is an important method because the student should know the teacher. More than that, the teacher also should know the student, whether the student is fit to receive the teaching. In the Gurukula Vasa, if the student is found to be unfit, the teacher will send him back without any regrets. He has to follow more discipline and then he can come back. Because giving the knowledge to a wrong person can be counterproductive. Na buddhi bedam janayet, Krishna said. We get the clue here actually. So Brahmacharyam Ushitva, after following disciplined life for some time, Ushitva, then only Devaha Uchuho, Paprachuho. Devas asked the question. What did they ask? Bravituno Bhavan Iti. You please instruct us. Bhavan Brahma Prajapatihi Naha. Naha means asmabhyam bravitu bodhetu. May you teach us. Whatever we require, you teach without being specific. Whatever is lacking in us, you know as the guru and you please instruct us iti iti devaha uchuhum their request devas request tebhyah etatam aksharam uvacha prajapati gave the smallest teaching in the world and said da iti brahmaji said only one word da then brahmaji asked them that's a, so vegyasishta iti there is a number 3 so it should be extended to, elongated to 3 matra kalam this is called plutam we have already seen that earlier did you understand the meaning of my teaching the plutam extending it to 3 matras it indicates there's a question he is asking them so did you understand my question whether they have any doubt regarding the teaching and what did they do vigyasishma iti because they already knew their problem what the problem was everybody knows the weakness one has as swami dhananda says ignorance is not the problem nobody needs to tell us the values tell the values what is required is what the value of values is to be assimilated so devas knew their problems and immediately they understood the teaching then brahmaji asked them what have you understood and the devas replied dhamyatha dhamyatha iti na artha you advise us to follow dhamma dhamyatha is actually the verbal form of tamaha dam dhatu so dhamyatu so dhamyam dhamyatham dhamyatha so they said may you be self restrained may you be self controlled may you avoid sensual indulgence may you avoid sensory excess all that iti naha artha naha means asman so this is what you had taught us that's what they told him brahmaji said you are right so brahmaji said om iti ha vacha all right and okay so vigyasishta iti you have understood so why devas have the problem because due to their punya karma they enjoy a better loka in which all sense objects are available in full measure making them more extrovert That is why in Puranas, Devas, the Indra, they are all shown as taking somapanam all the time. And always there is music, there is dance round the clock, round the year actually. So they have got better equipment and better lokas. And therefore, the tendency to get lost is more. That is why in Isavasya, in the Upanishad, we already seen long ago, higher lokas are of greater darkness. That's what it calls. This Andam Tamaha, we have seen this usage earlier also in this Upanishad. Andam Tamaha Pravishanti. Ye avidyam upasate, tato bhuya ivate tamaha, yevu vidyayam rathaha. So, karma palam is dark loka. And upasana palam is darker loka. Normally we think karma palam will be swargam and it should be bright and upasana palam should be brahma loka and it must be still brighter how does the upanishad say andam tamaha tato bhuya ivate tamaha acharya says those lokas make a person more extrovert taking them away from atma as we saw in katopanishad paranchikani vitrunat svayambhu tasmat parang pashyati na antaratman The more external pressures are, the more away from Atma we are. Therefore, the advice for Devas is, do not get lost in the external objects. Devas understood that. And so Brahmaji said, Om, you are right. Therefore, the first advice was Dhamaha. So, Deva Upadesha is now over. Now, Manushya Upadesha is given in the next shloka. We will read. अतहैनं मनुष्या वूचुः ब्रवीतु नो भवानिति तेभ्योह एतदेव अक्षरमुवाच द इति विज्ञासिष्टा इति विज्ञासिष्मेति होचुः दत्तेति न आत्तेति ओमिति होवाच विज्ञासिष्टेति Now, Manushya went to Brahmaji and asked for the teaching, similar to previous mantra. Brahmaji also said, for you also, I have the same Upadesha, Da. And asked them, do you understand the teaching? And they knew what their weakness was. So in spite of knowledge, they are not able to get over it. Therefore, Manushya said, your advice is Datta. Give Danam. Da means Datta. Give charity. Don't be a miser. So first give, then give with Shraddha. Actually, in Taittiriya, we have seen Shraddhaya Deyam, Ashraddhaya Apideyam, Kriya Deyam, Bhiya Deyam, Samvida Deyam. Because Dhanam alone leads to Tyaga, and Tyaga alone leads to Moksha. So rehearsal for Sannyasa is charity. And without Sannyasa, no Moksha. Sannyam is renunciation, not Ashrama Sannyasa. Then people will say, I will do Sannyasa of Moksha itself. It's very difficult because money is as good as ourselves. For an ignorant person, money is ourselves. For him, I means the anatma, and money represents the entire anatma prapancha. Physical energy condensed is money. Similarly, his knowledge, he sells for, by working in jobs, and his knowledge is converted into money. Therefore, money represents our sthula sukshma shariram. I have converted my body into money, knowledge into money, energy into money. Therefore, money represents shariratrayam. So for an ajnani, giving up money is giving up shariratrayam. And for an ajnani, shariratrayam is himself. Therefore, I am anatma, I am equal to money. Therefore, giving money is like committing suicide for them. Only who is atma, he will be free to give money to others, the person who knows he is atma, without any strings. That's why Swami Dayananda says nicely, in one of his lectures, he said, money is a problem for an ajnani. Whether he has it or does not have it is the problem. The only way to solve the problem is by remembering the law that Lakshmi can be handled by Narayana only. Therefore, become Narayana and Lakshmi will not be a problem. Becoming Narayana means what? He says it is discovering the Atma. So, Dhanam is difficult, like committing suicide for such people, because money is myself. Therefore, Manushya finds it difficult to give Dhanam. Therefore, Brahmaji advises Datta. Da Dhatu again, Dehi, Dattam, Dattam. So, this is a verbal form again. So, anyway, so Iti na Atta. Then Brahmaji said to Manushyas, they are all correct. So, Om Iti ha Vacham. So, Vajnasishtha. You have understood. Whether you follow it or not, it's a different problem. Understanding the weakness is one thing, and getting over the weakness is another thing. So all can, getting over weakness requires initiative. For understanding the weakness, others can help. Teachers can help, Shastras can help. All can help only to make one understand the weakness. But getting over the weakness requires initiative, commitment, willpower, and all that. That is what again Dhyan Swami says, take it and make it. First you give, even though you may or may not like it. So, ashraddaya vapi deyam. First, it may be difficult. After some time, it will become natural. So, giving out of fullness. Similarly, all other values are also same way. Therefore, initiative is required for following, and little bit common sense is required for understanding. So, second value is dana. And then comes the third advice we will read in the next shloka. Atta hainam asura uchuhum brevitunu bhavaniti te byoham etadeva aksharamu vacham da iti vegyasishta iti vegyasishmeti hochuhum dayadvamiti na atheti homiti ho vacham vegyasishteti tadetatam evaisha daivi vakam anuvadati stanayitnuhum Da iti damyata datta dayadvamiti tadetatrayam chikshet damam danam dayamiti iti dvitiyam brahmanam. So the asuras, they approach Brahmaji and ask for instructions. And Brahmaji said the same word da to them also. And asked the asuras the same question. They also knew their problem. And they said, yes, we have understood what this da means. Dayadvamiti. May you show compassion to all people. May you show daya to all of them. Dayadvam is the verbal form of daya. Daya is the root, so uyam dayadvam. So show daya. And why such an advice to them? We know us, we are asuras anyway. That's what they are telling. So we saw already, but Asuri Sampath, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16. Asuri Sampath Devis and all that thing. So Ida Madhya Maya Labdham Imam Prapsye Manoratham ఇదం అస్థిదమపీపే భవిష్యతి పునర్ధనం అసౌ మయాహత శత్రు హనిషే చాపరానపీం ఈశ్వరోహం అహం భోగి సిద్ధోహం బలవాన్ సుఖీ. I have destroyed my competitor, this competitor, that competitor. I want money. Anyone sending, standing in between us, you know, I will destroy. So this cruelty is the problem of asuras. Always their ego takes precedence. Anything that stands on the way, that's it, it's all destroyed. So this giving up of the cruelty and anger is daya. So krodha tyagaha itiha uvacha. And Brahmaji said, that is right. It is the advice for you. So with that, the story part is over. Then the Upanishad makes a nice comment. Tadetat evam yesha daivi vag anuvadati. This teaching really took place long time before, given by Brahmaji. And this is repeated by the divine words even now. Daivi vag, the divine words, they are repeating. So Prajapati's teaching even today being repeated. Then one may ask the question, I don't hear anything. Where it is being repeated? I don't hear anything like da, da, da. The divine words are in the form of thunder. Stanaitnuhu. Stanaitnuhu means thunder. During the rainy season or any other season, that the thunder is the words of the Lord. And how does the thunder come? Da, 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 iti. All three words begin with the letter da. So, dhamyatam, dattam, dayadvam. So these are the words of the Lord. That the Upanishad says, Dhamyata Datta Dayadvam Iti Daivi Vag Stanayitnuhu Anuvadati. Anuvada means repetition of the teachings already given. Okay, what is the moral of the story now? The Upanishad is worried about it, that about the moral. Therefore it tells, Tadetat Trayam Sikshet. Every student should learn these three values. Shikshet means patet. Shankaracharya makes a small inquiry here actually. A person may argue that after all, these three advices are for whom? For the devas, asuras and manushyas. Now, we are the students, we are all manushyas. So that means we need not follow all the three. Dayadvam and Dama, we need not follow. Because so we are not devas or asuras, so we don't have to follow those two. Assuming that we have to go by shishtachara. What is shishtachara? Whatever our forefathers have practiced, we have to follow the human beings, and asuras values do not come under the value of our forefathers. We have to follow the values of human beings only. Father Shankaracharya gives a nice answer. You don't ask the question, to whom it was taught. Shankaracharya says, don't ask the question to whom it was taught, but ask the question by whom it was taught. Who taught it? Prajapati has given this teaching. Therefore, it is valid for all. Whoever requests that value and for whichever person it is relevant, that person should take it. Because it is the teaching of Prajapati. So all three must be followed. And Shankaracharya gives another remark also. It's a very interesting remark. He says, really speaking, we are not bothered as to whether there are devas or asuras in some other world. It is a question of belief. We don't care about that at all. It may or may not be. As far as we are concerned, devas, asuras, and manushyas are in one single individual. Every individual is either deva, manushya, or asura, or a mixture of all the three. At different times, different things manifest. Whenever a lot of punyam is done, and there are a lot of prosperity, sensory pleasures are available, he tends to enjoy all of them, and he is a deva at that time. Therefore, to him, the advice is, be careful. Be self-restrained. Not to get lost in sense pleasures. Yehi samsparsaja bhogaha dukkayonaya evate. Krishna said very clearly, when a person becomes greedy and miserly, yearning as much as possible, but giving as little as possible. Whenever such tendencies come, he is a manushya. Because that is his weakness, doesn't give, miserly. And lobha is attacking such a person. And to him the advice is, start giving charity. Whenever a human being tends to be cruel to anyone, including family members, even verbal cruelty, at that time he is an asura. Because people abuse in so many ways. It is not just only physical abuse. Causing injury is not only physical injury. It could be verbal injury. It can be thought injury also. People can have bad thoughts about others. They will always, wherever they can express it, maybe they may express it in words. Where they can display it, they can express it in action also. But in the absence of both, they may be cursing within themselves the other person. These are all injuries by thought. So either manasam, vacham, karmanam, through any of these means, one may be causing injury to the others. So for them, they should have this particular quality of not being so cruel to others. So to him, the advice is what? To understand others' mind. Be sensitive to others' feelings. Don't even make an inadvertent remark. Because that when that will come, it will come only when it is a habit. I should always be talking good things only, talking nice things about others. If I'm not able to talk nice things or good things, let me keep quiet. Maunam is better than saying something that is going to be insulting to others' feelings. So one should be always on guard about what one speaks and what one does. So be aware of that. And so Shankaracharya concludes that we are devas, we are manushyas, we are asuras. And all the three values are relevant to us because we are a mixture of all of them. At what time, what quality manifests in us, that depends, we don't know. So one has to have great self-control to make sure that we follow these values. With this Prajapatya Brahmanam, that is the second Brahmanam of this particular section, this chapter is over. Now we will go to the third Brahmanam tomorrow. यो वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः।